Today is Thursday, September 10th. Valerie Renee Posh, 39, of Wausau, formerly of Richland Center, died unexpectedly September 3rd. Visitation will be held tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Valerie Renee Posh, 39, of Wausau, formerly of Richland Center. Janine K. Richardson, 89, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel, died August 23rd at home. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Shiloh Moravian Church Cemetery in Sturgeon Bay. Friends may call Saturday from 9 until the time of the service at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Hildebrandt Memorial Library and Sturgeon Bay Moravian Church. Janine K. Richardson, 89, of Madison, formerly of Boscobel. Gloria M. Lowe, age 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center, died Tuesday. A visitation will be held Saturday from 4 until 6, with a service at 6 at Max A. Sass and Sons, Green Ridge, in Greenfield. An additional visitation will be held Monday from 2 until 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow at the Richland Center Cemetery. Gloria M. Lowe, age 88, of Milwaukee, formerly of Richland Center. Louise Ann Nottigall, 91, of Yuba, died Tuesday at Pine Valley Community Village. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial will follow in the Czechs National Cemetery. Visitation will be held Sunday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel from 1 until 3, and again on Monday from 10 until the time of the service at 11. The Pratt Funeral Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with their arrangements. Louise Ann Nottigall, 91, of Yuba. Levon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg, died Sunday. Funeral services will be conducted at 11 on Tuesday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Visitation will be held Monday from 4 until 7 at the funeral home, and again on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the service. Burial will follow in the Walton Cemetery. Levon E. Grunert, 82, of Reedsburg. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center, died unexpectedly Monday. A funeral service will be held at the Richland Center United Methodist Church on Thursday at 11, with a luncheon to follow at the Phoenix Center. Burial will take place at the Richland Center Cemetery. Visitation will be held at the church from 4 until 7, Wednesday, and also from 10 until the time of the service on Thursday. Deborah Lynn Walling, 71, of Richland Center. Mary Deborah Brown Curtin, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly campus dean and chief executive officer at the University of Wisconsin-Richland in Richland Center, died August 27th. A memorial service will be held Sunday at 2 at the University of South Carolina, Lancaster, Bundy Auditorium in Lancaster, South Carolina. Deborah Curitan, 75, of Lancaster, South Carolina, formerly of Richland Center. David Virgil Delcamp, 86 of Muscadet, died Tuesday at the Richland Hospital. A private family mass will be held. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. The family requests memorials in David's name be directed to OLMBS, St. John's Catholic Church, or the Riverdale Education Foundation. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. David Virgil Delcamp, 86 of Muscadet.